Blog Talk Radio.
There are some things,
I may not know.
Oh, there are some things that I
can't go. I cannot go.
Oh, but I am sure.
Gripped in his grace and mesmerized by his mercy, today is a monumental Monday. Welcome to Grace Nurture, a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ and its teacher, John Davis Marshall. The Stone Mountain, Georgia campus meets at 4687 Rockbridge Road. The Anderson, South Carolina campus meets at 918 West Whitner Street. Visit our website, www.graceview.us, or call 404-297-9050, or call us at 864-332-7572 for more information. You may send a tax-deductible donation to financially ensure the continuation of this program. If you have a prayer request, dial 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number is called, state the name and need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer. Now, stay tuned as John Davis Marshall, the teacher, brings the Grace Nurture for today.
You cannot manage what you do not perceptively see. Imagine trying to supervise or manage people, but never knowing who they are or where they are. You cannot possibly manage them. We do not know where they are, who they are, or how many of them we have. We cannot manage what we cannot perceptively see. We can only manage the resources of which we have conscious awareness. We cannot manage resources that are outside of our conscious awareness. Some people have hidden money and forgotten where they hid it, or they have lost money. It's impossible to manage lost or misplaced money. Others have missed important purchases because they did not know that they could afford to purchase them. That's the flip side of not knowing how much money you have. You may have skipped lunch because you forgot that you had stashed some money in the glove box of the car, or you had put some money someplace, hidden it in your wallet, forgotten it was there, deprived yourself of a nutritious lunch because you could not spend, you could not manage what was outside of your perceptive vision. My friend, you just cannot manage what you cannot see. Therefore, you must account for all of your resources. You can't take a journey unless you know where you are starting and where you're going. In order to move from financial stress to financial stability, you have to begin by taking a good look at where you are and determine how you got there, for that's the only way you're going to move on or move up. The first step toward wise resource management is to account for your resources so that nothing will become lost. If we expect God to multiply our resources, we must know what we have. Yes, we must know where we're starting from. As we have seen, Jesus was a man with unlimited resources, yet he did not even waste leftover food. He accounted for all the resources. He's modeling economic management for you. If Jesus accounted for all of his resources, what should we do? We should manage our resources and manage them well. But you cannot manage what you do not see. You must focus your way toward financial freedom. You must perceptively see where you are. So the first order of resource management is to make an accounting of what you have, what you don't have, debt that you have, what do you owe. Numerous counseling experiences taught me that most people overestimate their income and underestimate their expenses. An excellent way to show us the big picture is to take the next 100 days. And I challenge all of you in the audience, take the next 100 days, keep a written record of 100% of your income and your expenses, down to the penny. If you pick up a penny on the street, add that to your income list. If you spend 75 cents for coffee, write that down on your expenditure list. Note the source of all of your income and the purpose for each expense. Doing it each day, day by day, not waiting till the end of the month, because you will not recall where the money came from nor where it went. Then at the end of 100 days, take a look backward and you can discover where your money went. Tracking your finances on paper will be an eye-opener. It'll show you your financial picture. It'll show it to you clearer than you've ever done and seen it before. What percentage of your money are you spending on utilities may cause you to turn the lights off when you leave the room? When you discover how much money you're spending on water, you might shorten your shower. When you discover where the money is going, it'll make a world of difference for good. As a matter of fact, I have a financial management worksheet I'd be more than delighted to email to you. If you'll just contact us, we'll send this financial management worksheet to you, and it'll guide you to help manage your economic resources. Remember, the instructions you massage into your mind today will determine the quality of life you enjoy tomorrow. For indeed it is true, a better you begins with a grace view of God.
If you have a prayer request, please dial the number 1 on your telephone at this time. Please remember to keep all prayer requests at 30 seconds or under due to the time constraints of the program. Thank you. 2754, I'll get your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Sister Bird. I would like to thank Brother Marshall for that wonderful message. I also thank you for your prayers for safe travels on this past weekend. And also I would like to solicit continued prayers for the Johnson and Coger family, the Bird and Robertson, and also continued prayers for the Shelby family in their time of bereavement, and also Aisha Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. 0407, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Barbara. And I, too, like to thank Brother Marshall for that enlightened message and pray that I apply it to my life. Also, I'd like to pray for salvation of the lost and the homeless ministries, a special continuous prayer for Geneva Jackson and John Heyman, Tavon Heyman, and the Wind Street Church of Christ, all the Church of Christ is here. And I just thank you, and I have my sister Charlene on the phone.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Charlene. I'd like to thank Brother Marshall also for that lesson. I'd like to ask him, ask each and everyone for prayer for the lost, also for all the Church of Christ all around the world, for the peoples in Boston, for the all their bereavements and the ones that got hurt, for my children, grandchildren, for myself as I continue on to, you know, go for this surgery for my eyes, that the Lord would just do what he has to do, for the Trustee family, the Alexander, the Childs, the Singletons, the Browns, just for each and every one and the Wind Street Church of Christ as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. 2450, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Danielle, and I'd just like to ask that you all please continue to pray for me and my family for spiritual growth. Also, to continue to pray for the Johnson and Coger family, for the Arthurs, for Garden City Church of Christ, and everyone represented on this call today, that we'll all be blessed in ways that we stand in need of. And I'd also like to challenge everyone on the call to please go to BlackTithesForCancer.org today and make a donation to Ms. Sister Cleveland's event, so that we will have something to show for our efforts that we're all participating in an event that the Lord has placed on her heart, and that is a success. Thank you.
Thank you. 9509, state your prayer request.
Yes, good morning. This is Faith, and I'd like to thank Brother Marshall also for that message. Also asking a prayer for area churches that are conducting gospel meetings this week, that the efforts that have been outlaid will be beneficial to those who will be hearing the gospel, as well as to those who are planning the different events at the different churches. Also asking a prayer for my household, my husband and my son, and my extended family as well, that God will continue to bless us, especially with decisions that we are making, as well as for some upcoming meetings that I'll be having, that I will be able to conduct myself in a way that's pleasing and acceptable in God's sight. Also for my church family and for Sister Cleveland's event, as already mentioned this weekend, that it will be a blessing, as we know it will already be. Thank you so much.
Thank you. 9624, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Denise. I would like to thank you for the message this morning. I would like to ask prayers for, there are too many to name, so there are brothers and sisters in Christ, friends and family, so if you all could pray for those. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 9456, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, good morning. My name is Darlene. I'd like to send out a special prayer for my sister Shelly, who's in the hospital in Cary, North Carolina. She has cancer. That the Lord will strengthen her body and especially bless her kids as they be by her side. Thank you.
Thank you. 0925, thank you for your request, please.
Yes, I'd just like everyone to pray for me, that I stay focused on God as I go through my different trials and tribulations, and continue to thank God for winning the battles in your mind, that it will continue to do the work of God. And I thank Brother Marshall for the message.
Thank you. 6246, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother McFall. I want to thank Brother Marshall for that lesson, and I also want to thank God for allowing each and every one of us to see another day. I come in prayers for my sister in Christ, Sister Schrader. Pray that she gets over her sickness and she's back up and running again, right along with my brother Dunson, brother Dunson, that he gets well as well. And just pray for everyone, and pray for everyone as well as myself, that we continue to stay strong and keep God first and stay on track. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. 1340, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning, this is Carolyn Walker. I want to thank Brother Marshall for that message as well at Dynamite. Also, I'm thanking you for your prayers for the first part of my travel. I am in Conyers now, headed to Alabama this weekend for Southside's homecoming. Continue to pray for me in my job search. I have affirmed that the Lord, I'm thanking him for his blessings that are to come, because I know that that is coming soon. Also, I'm pray for my final appeal that with unemployment, that I will be granted the funds that I so much need. And just continue to pray for my family, my children, that they may come back to the Lord, and the children of my father, my ex-husband. Thank you.
Thank you. 7115, state your prayer request, please.
Hello, this is Sister Watkins from Southside Church of Christ in Rogersville, Alabama. Wanting to first of all say thank you to Brother Marshall for that wonderful message, and just coming to you asking you guys to pray for all of those that are traveling to Alabama for our upcoming homecoming, that it will minister to those that are in need, and that it will uplift those that are struggling, and that many will hear the gospel and obey it. Thank you.
Thank you. 4845, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, this is Linda in Little Rock. I'd like to thank Brother Marshall for that message, and I'm asking for continued prayers for my granddaughter and for myself and for my family. Thank you.
Thank you. This is your host, Aretha Cleveland. I would like to thank everyone for your prayer requests. I would like to ask everyone to continue to pray for my husband, Patrick Cleveland, as he stated when he requested prayer, as he goes through his different various trials.
that he would say focus on God and that we both would stay focused together as husband and wife. I also would like to ask everyone to pray. There are two awesome events happening this weekend. Of course, the homecoming in Rogerville, and also here where I am hosting the Black Tie Gala event for children with cancer, that we will continue to help one another and help those people who are in our communities that are going through challenges and just rally around them to let them know that we as children of God do care about them and we want to help them in all ways that we can. And as Sister Corbett asked, if you would go to blacktiesforcancer.org and make a donation for that cause, we would greatly appreciate it. We would like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. We will now be led in prayer by Brother Raymond Head from the Grace Free Church of Christ in Stone Mountain.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of all things. Heavenly Father, we boldly and humbly approach your throne, thanking you for all the things you have done and all the things to come. We thank you for your tender mercy and grace that is never failing and all sustaining. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the irrevocable privilege of being considered your true sons and daughters, being blessed as your heirs with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And we thank you for being faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and unchanging. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to let us draw near with confidence to your throne of grace, that we may receive your mercy and find your grace to help in our time of need. Heavenly Father, we ask that you enable us, your people, to gain the divine perspective necessary to handle life's issues, the ability to live life in complete submission to your directions and principles, the ability to know right from wrong, not just in theory, but in practice. Heavenly Father, you have heard our prayers. You have heard our cries. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you give us the wisdom, the knowledge, the prudence, the understanding, the discernment, the guidance, the competence, the correction, the counsel, and the truth to do your will. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you keep us in your presence. We come thanking you, Heavenly Father, for the resources that you have given us that we may accomplish your divine purposes. Heavenly Father, we ask that you touch those that are sick. We ask that you heal their bodies. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you return them back to 100% of their health. Heavenly Father, we ask that you go before those that are going through their time of bereavement. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you put your loving arms around them, that you nurture and care for them as only you can do. But Heavenly Father, let them know that you are bigger than any problems that they may have or that may exist. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that as children of a sovereign God, that we are never victims of our own circumstances. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ guarantees that you will honor all of your promises to your faithful children. Heavenly Father, let us all rest in the understanding that your way is perfect and your grace is all sufficient. And may we be filled with the knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. We ask these and all things in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us all say, amen.
We come to magnify your name.
Your name.
We come to give you all the praise. Control my air.
Take a little time today.